Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
What you shouldn't do is try to intimidate the guy. He's already going to be intimidated enough.
Greg, man reaches a certain age when he realizes what's truly important. You know what that is?
Love, friendship, just love, I think.
His legacy.
That too.
If your family circle joins my family circle, they'll form a chain. I can't have a chink in my chain.
I'm Jim Burns. You know, most parents get a little nervous when we start talking about our kids going on dates. I know I did. But that's probably because we remember how clumsy we were when we first started that dating season of life. Hey, I was really clumsy. My very first date, Jeannie Allen, I spilled spaghetti on my lap and those pants were white. Well, if that describes your situation right now, not the spaghetti, by the way, but your kids are beginning to date, well, I'm glad you tuned into Homeward today. Dennis Rainey is here with me in studio, one of the most popular authors, speakers, and a great radio host. Plus, he has lived through the dating season with all six of his own children as well. Well, during that time, Dennis developed an interviewing process for the boys who wanted to ask his daughters out on a date. Yes, an interviewing process. It helped him determine which guys were the kind of guys he wanted his daughter hanging out with. It also helped him give his sons a guideline for the way that they should handle themselves with the girls they wanted to go out with as well. How to interview your daughter's date is our topic today on Homeward, and it starts right now.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. During the next half hour, dads, guess what? We're going to equip you. If you've got a teenage daughter and she wants to start dating, and maybe you've actually even said, okay, that's fine, you can start dating. How about interviewing the daughter's date, doing a little screening of this young man before he comes to the door? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Dennis Rainey is here. He's written a book called Interviewing Your Daughter's Date, and we're going to talk with Dennis about this. We're able to bring these programs to you, by the way, every weekday through broadcasting and podcasting because of your prayers and faithful financial support that cover the cost of the production of the program. Thanks so much for your gift at homeward.com. And now with part one of today's program, here's Dr. Jim Burns.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. What a privilege today to have Dennis Rainey with us. Dennis Rainey is actually one of the more influential people in my life from his books and listening to him speak. We're talking today about how to interview your daughter's date. You heard me, how to interview your daughter's date. Although it may be uncomfortable, your daughter needs you to interview her dates. And you know why? Because we're called to protect our daughters. We're called to protect our sons as well. But dads, this isn't just for you because a lot of moms are going to hear this too, but we're called to protect our children. President of Family Life Ministry in Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Family Life Today, a nationally syndicated radio broadcast. I believe one of the foremost experts in marriage and family issues today. He and his wife, Barbara, have written numerous books together. They have six children and a growing number of grandchildren. Welcome to our program.
It's great to be here, Jim.
Well, it's always a privilege to have you on our program. And today we're going to actually talk about something that I think some people would kind of go, interview your daughter's date? I mean, give me a break. I'm just trying to get through Thursday, and now you're asking me to do something that feels uncomfortable to me.
I've had some conversations on some secular radio stations that have been really fun because this concept is really foreign in that arena. But within the heart of men and women, right, they know there's a responsibility here that we need to take advantage of.
You're right. And it is interesting because in certain places, in other cultures, it's not that different. I mean, that does happen in other cultures.
Oh, yeah.
But we in the church haven't been willing to take that. I remember an experience when a mutual friend of ours named Bob Wilgemuth had written a book, and he had told a story about interviewing a date, and I have three daughters, and I read it to him. We were on a family vacation. I read this to him. They said, Dad, if you ever do that, we'll kill you. And, you know, these girls were younger. They weren't ready to date yet. And then once there was a date, I read that to one of the boys who I knew really well. FCA met in our home.
Right, right.
I said, what would you do if somebody interviewed you and gave you that message?
Sure.
And he said, well, you know, I'd be very uncomfortable. And I said, well, I just did. That was kind of my opening. So, you know, now we can use your new book. It's called Interviewing Your Daughter's Date, 8 Steps to No Regrets. Very practical, very good. Now, you say that for most girls, the dating years will lead to heartbreak and confusion. Why do you say that?
Well, I just ask all of our listeners, how many of you who are listening to this broadcast right now, if you could raise your hand, how many of you who are listening would like your teenager or your preteen, right, to replicate your dating experience as you grew up?
Yeah.
May I see the hands, please? Now, how many do you think are holding their hands up right now, Jim?
No.
Not many.
No, you're right.
I mean, I wouldn't want my kids to replicate my dating experience. And, you know, it's fraught with all kinds of issues. The immaturity of the young men and the young ladies at a time when the sex drive is at its peak and the wisdom is at its all-time low. They're not adults. They're immature spiritually in their capacity to reason and listen to older counsel and be accountable. I mean, just think of the issues surrounding it. And added to that, what this culture and media culture does to young people today, which is send them all these messages. I believe there's a new movie called Juno? Is that it? That's
right.
Celebrating a 16-year-old
right.
who gets pregnant, who decides to keep the baby. Well, first of all, that's not what's happening today among teenage girls who have babies. They keep the baby. They don't give the baby up for adoption. Right. So, you know, the culture is contributing to the confusion on this. And I think if there's ever been a time in young people's lives when they desperately needed mom and dad, it's today.
I think so, too. And it's interesting that you use the word protection in your book. And I can remember one time in a somewhat heated discussion I had with one of my daughters, she said, why would you do that, Dad? And I said, well, I'm sorry, but I'm kind of in the protection business. I mean, that's part of my job description as a dad. It's not to make you necessarily always happy. It's to protect you in a way. And that's what you say in the book. You say, in order to ensure that girls are protected when they do date, dads should flex their muscles a bit and actually have an interview with the boy. How does that work out practically?
Well, let me make two comments. First of all, your daughter, when she asked you that question, she was maybe not even consciously, but she was subconsciously pushing back and pushing you out at a time when she needed to bring you in. They do not know what's best for themselves. Let's just be honest about teenagers. They're still between adulthood and childhood, somewhere in there. And one of my questions, if I could go to heaven, I'd ask God to explain, what did you have in mind when you made this era that occurs in our culture? And I think we give it too much fuel in some regards. I think one of the problems here is we don't challenge young people to step up to a standard by having this interview. And so what I started to do with my daughters when they were little, when I took them out on a date, I would say when we were on the date, when they were 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, we have had this great time, sweetheart. This is going to be great. Someday when you're old enough, you're going to bring a young man home. And you know what? Daddy's going to talk with him about going out with you.
Right.
Doesn't that sound cool, sweetheart? Well, at that age, what's she going to say? She's just had a wonderful time with me. And so it's relationally driven with her, so she understands it's a fun thing, not meant to be this huge threatening thing, although the boy is going to be threatened.
Sure.
Let's face it, that's a big deal to be interviewed. And so when it came time for our daughters to start dating, we tell them, let's bring them home. Let's talk to them. And you want to hear a story real quick of how it happened?
Absolutely.
Ashley had a young man whose name was Kevin.
Right.
And we set up an appointment at my office. And I purposely had him come all the way back into my office. I was behind my desk. Now, this was my first deal. So, you know, I'm just kind of feeling my way.
Well, I remember you saying in the book, you had to take a deep breath yourself.
I did. I'm telling you, my hands were clammy. I was sweating. But he was sweating more.
Sure.
I mean, his eyes were, you know, were crossed, I think, at that point. But anyway, I got him a Coke. We walked outside, and he leaned up against his motorbike, which that was an issue right there. It's like, now you're going to get a car for this date, aren't you? And I began to go through, very roughly, I might add, just a number of things I wanted him to know about my daughter Ashley. And I talked to him about who she was and what she liked to do and how I expected him to treat her from a courtesy standpoint. And then I let him know that I, and I'm kind of giving you the Reader's Digest now, but I let him know that she had a cute figure, that she would be considered hot by guys, and that I was expecting him to recognize that this cute young lady who has a cute figure is going to be taken care of both spiritually, emotionally, and physically by him, not by the young man that takes her out, but by Kevin. And so I look Kevin in the eyes and I say, Kevin, because of my unique work, and Jim, you're all over this because this is your work as well. I said, but because of my research, I know that teenage boys think about sex every 7 seconds.
Right.
And I said, Kevin, you and I both know they were lying about the other 6 seconds. And at this point, Kevin's eyes began to dilate, and I thought he was going to pass out there. But truthfully, I said, what I want you to hear me is I want you to know, I want you to keep your lips and your hands off my daughter. Now, that may be too bold for some of our listeners here, but, you know, here's the thing. I'm just trying to stop a forest fire before it gets ignited. And Kevin nodded his head, told me that he'd do that. And I said, I'm going to hold you accountable whether you go out with her one time or 50 times. Because, Kevin, she is more than likely somebody else's wife. And so you're taking somebody else's wife out on a date. How would you want someone to treat your wife on a date? And I ended up concluding all these interviews, Jim, with a challenge. I say, now that you've been through my interview, I want to challenge you as a young man. When you get married and your daughter goes out on a date, I want to challenge you to interview the young man that that wants to take out your daughter. And will you do that, Kevin? And he agreed to that. And, you know, that's the beginning, Jim, of what I think we need to do with young people today, which is challenge them to the standard of the Scripture. And the Scripture talks about being upright, about holy living, making righteous choices. And I think teenagers today, more than ever, need parents to hold them accountable to that and to keep inserting ourselves in their lives.
Boy, that makes so much sense. Not an easy thing to do. When we come back from our break, I want to ask you how your daughters feel about this big-time interview. We'll be right back. What a privilege. Dennis Rainey with us. How to interview your daughter's date. Really, we're talking much more about protection and teaching your children how to have boundaries before marriage so that then in their marriage there will be a form of honoring as well. And dads, you play a very essential role. Women, if you're listening to this, this may be something that you want to put in front of your husbands as well.
Absolutely, Jim, because as you note so often, this is about sexual purity. It's about the decisions that we make when you're not in the heat of the moment. And it's not just about staying pure until you get married, and then when you get married, all bets are off. Jim Burns has written the Sexual Purity series, Pure Foundations, here at Homeward to help equip you as a parent, dad or mom, how to have that conversation with your kids. As a matter of fact, the first book in the series is called How to Talk to Your Kids, you know, how to have that conversation with your kids about sex and sexuality. For more information on how to order it, go to homeward.com.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Debbie, are you sure this will work?
Uh-huh. Teresa swears by it. Mm. She and her husband use it to help their kids make all of their really big decisions.
But it seems so old-fashioned.
I know. But if it worked back when we were growing up, who's to say it still can't work today?
And the kids are all right with it?
Honey, they know that if we're using this tried-and-true method for helping them make the most important decisions of their lives, our advice will have to be good.
All right. Let's give it a try. Magic 8-Ball, should we buy Tina a car?
Try again later.
Whew. Dodged a bullet there for sure.
Now there's a big help. Parents who do nothing to help, they aren't really doing what's best for their kids. Parenting is tough. It takes a lot of time and it takes hard work, but it's absolutely worth it. That's the theme of the tip sheet that I've written on this subject. It's called Preparing Your Children for Their Future. And you can download a free copy from our website at homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns. Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Dennis Rainey with us today. How to interview your daughter's date. Dennis, of course, is the president of Family Life Ministry in Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Family Life Today. And as I've said, foremost expert, I think one of the foremost experts in the world of marriage and family, and an absolute privilege to have Dennis with us on the program today. Dennis, you were talking about interviewing your daughter's date and how you even had to take a deep breath before you put that kid in front of you that first time, Kevin. You've done it 20 or 30 of them now.
Mm-hmm.
But what about your daughters? I mean, how did they feel about you doing that? Sure, when they're five, that sounds kind of good, but when they get to be that age, did they push back on you at all?
Well, some, but it was interesting. And I can just run through all four of them real quickly. Ashley, after that first interview, I'll never forget coming home from work, and we're all seated at the dinner table because, you know, Ashley's 16 years old, and she's got this glorious event about to occur. And so she said, okay, Daddy, what did you say to him, and how did it go? Actually, she's my princess, and since she's firstborn, she's compliant. She kind of thought it was cool. Right. She liked the idea. Yeah. She was probably a little concerned about it. But I shared about the story, and at the end of that, she was just beaming.
Yeah.
My daughter was beaming because, you know what? She was a princess being protected by her daddy. Mm. And I'm telling you, our daughters desperately want to be protected. But my son's response, Jim, was most interesting. Benjamin was almost 15 years old at the time. I'll never forget, he turned to me at the end of the conversation at the dinner table, and he said, "Dad, I sure hope the first young lady that I ask out has a dad who asks to interview me, because I'll know I'm at the right house if I have a dad
line.
Who wants to talk to me." And I thought, you know what? The impact of this thing for a family is powerful, because you're teaching your sons
right.
how to be men.
Yeah.
And I want to read this verse, Jim, because we're not talking enough about this in the Christian community. Just encouraging and coming alongside men and cheering them on and being men. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men." Mm. "Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love." Mm-hmm. What a great picture of the strength and the tenderness of the standing firm and yet relationally loving another person as you present the truth. And I think that's where a dad has to be. He has to measure out his strength and his heart very, very carefully.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you say that, Dennis, because that's not what the world always presents to dads as a job description. And yet it brings strength and tenderness. And the scripture is all about men being strong and yet at the same time being tender. And the whole love aspect of it is so key. One of the things that I appreciate about what you said was you said that boundaries before marriage bring honor into marriage. And I want you to unpack that statement.
Well, if you keep a marriage relationship pure before the relationship is consummated, as you move into the marriage, you've built trust. And, you know, if you can't, I taught our daughters this and our sons, if you can't trust one another before you get married to honor one another's bodies and to honor your own lusts and to not give into them and cave into them and use another person, what makes you think that after you're married, you're going to be able to trust them and all of a sudden they're not going to be tempted to be selfish and take advantage of another person? And the answer is you can't. That what we do before marriage sets the track record in place as we move into marriage, how we're going to start this marriage relationship. Because marriage is a trust relationship. It is a relationship built upon respect for the other person, a mutual respect for the other person. And what better way to start it than to start it with the very highest of standards where two people agree on the front end? You know what? I'm going to honor how God made you as a woman. I want you to honor how God made me as a man. And let's just develop a relationship and try to figure out how you become friends. You know, we're rushing our young people today into far too intimate of a relationship way too quickly. And again, it's the music. It's what's on the internet. It's what's on in the theaters today and magazines, books. We must have moms and dads engaging with our children around these discussions prior to dating, before they ever get to on the cusp of dating. And for Barbara and me, we began to entertain dating when they were 16. There was no earlier dating, maybe some group things, but they started out with group dates even at 16. And I know for some of your listeners, that sounds fossilized, and you're saying, well, that's all right for a guy from Arkansas. That'll never hunt here in D.C. or Chicago or Southern California. I refuse to believe that.
Right. Well, even studies show, I have a study in one of my books that says if someone dates at age 12, which, you know, as you well know, happens, that there's a 91% chance that they'll have sexual intercourse before they graduate. But by age 16, I still don't like the statistic, but it's a lot better statistic. It's in the 20% level. And if they'll wait, and they need those markers, I mean, that is so, so true. That's why it's great that you have Passport to Purity. It's a, you know, whole program that's incredible. Well, I want to ask you one last question. We don't have much time left, but you say that you laid a solid groundwork for your daughters by dating them young. And I know some of the folks don't have kids who are 16 who are listening to this. Some have them older, obviously. Even grandparents can do this. But talk about the groundwork of dating your own children when they're young.
Well, I took my sons on hunting trips, and that would be our dates. We'd go hunting and get in the woods together. You know, it's hard for a boy to get in trouble in the woods.
Right.
That's just a good protection. But my daughters, beginning at about age 3, I would start calling them on the phone for a date. Mm. And I'll never forget Ashley. This just brings back great memories, calling her on the phone.
and Barbara knew I was going to call her, and I asked her on a date, and I said, I want you to get your hair in pigtails and with the little ribbons in your hair, and meet me at the front door when I come. I'll come, and I'll knock. And so I went to the front door, and I knocked, and Barbara came. I said, Mrs. Rainey, is your daughter home? I'm here to pick up your daughter. And we went out arm in arm down the steps and got in the car. And now what I'm about to say is going to bug some listeners, but she, I asked her to stand over by me in the, this was a bench seat. This was an old Rambler station wagon that we start out our marriage with. And little Ashley was standing right next to me with her arm around my shoulder. Mm. We're driving, and we shouldn't have been doing this. Okay. So it's illegal now. It wasn't then. But we drove to have an experience at the smorgasbord, and we had chocolate pie and chocolate pudding and chocolate milk, and we laughed about what Mom would be saying about that. And then we went out to see Bambi, and we spilled popcorn and Coke and all this, and we're driving home after it's over, and just the little green light up the dashboard burning as we're driving home after dark. And I asked Ashley, I said, what was your favorite thing about tonight? And a little quiet voice through the darkness just whispered, just being with you, Daddy. Just being with you. Yeah, and you know, that's what our kids want. They want our hearts, not our money, not our stuff, not our things. They want to be with us, and they want to have all of us. And that's what a date does. And I found with six kids, and I'm sure you experienced this, you had a pretty good sized family too. When you go on a date, it's just you and them, and there's no competition. And so I learned to go shopping. And man, I'm gonna tell you something. That's the idea of bodily torture to me to go shopping. But I enjoyed it with my daughters, and truthfully, it kept me in touch with the fashion to understand the difficulty around another hot issue of modesty and modest dress. Yeah. But we went on dates and we had a great time, and most of those dates were really fun. That solidified the relationship, Jim.
That's exactly right. Gets them prepared. Just being with you, Daddy. Great story, and an important story for us, and we can do that. We can go on those dates. We just need to put our muscle where we've been thinking about for a long time, wanting to. Dennis Rainey, thank you for being with us.
It's great to be with you.
Well, the dating season is pretty surreal. I mean, I remember the first couple of dates that I went on. They didn't exactly do wonders for my self-image, if you know what I mean. Remember at the beginning of this program, I mentioned that I dropped spaghetti on my first date on my lap, and then actually had to have that spaghetti stain going through the rest of the date. Not a pleasing event. But the date is very important for kids, and the dating season is important. And I believe that it's up to us as parents to set the tone for what kind of behavior is acceptable. We talk about sex and sexuality, but this is a part of teaching our kids how to relate to the opposite sex. Now, you may feel uncomfortable putting your kids through a formal interview process like Dennis did, and I said your kids because they're going to be a part of that in a big way. But I believe that we should be proactive in this area, and I think you'd agree. We need to be talking to our daughters about looking for certain qualities in a guy that go beyond the fact that he's hot or that he's super popular. We also, I think, need to be having that same conversation with our sons as well. Well, talking to your kids about dating is an important part of the ongoing dialogue you're hopefully already having about sex and sexuality. It's my guess that for most of us, our parents didn't talk to us about dating, let alone talk to us about sex and sexuality. But remember that it is perfectly normal for a kid to start wanting to date at middle school or even younger today. I mean, it's just amazing. However, I believe that it is your job as a parent to delay that start as long as possible. Oftentimes when I'm speaking to adults, talking to them about teaching their kids about healthy sexuality, I will quote them a statistic that says that the average kid who dates at age 12, and there are loads of them, 91% of them will have sexual intercourse before they graduate from high school. And the list continues to go down until about age 16. It's actually a minority of kids will have sexual intercourse before getting out of high school if they start delaying that dating process. So I'm for that. Well, the bottom line is you need to be intentional on this one. And I think this has been a great conversation today. Roger?
Yeah, well, it certainly has. And we're looking forward to part two of this discussion with Dennis Rainey on the next edition of the Homeward Broadcast. Dennis's book, again, is called Interviewing Your Daughter's Date. And I want to remind you, before we leave the air today, the Pure Foundation series that we were talking about earlier, Teaching Your Children Healthy Sexuality, the title for the first book for parents, for moms and dads. You read that one first, and there's an audio curriculum that goes along with that. Then you are equipped to start having that conversation with your kids. And regardless of how old your kids are, I mean, we have four different books, starting age three, three, four, and five, you know, God made your bodies. And then six, seven, eight, nine, how God makes babies. And then you've got the 10 through 13 world of the purity code. And then 14 through 17 is accept nothing less than sexual purity and integrity. And all of these books, regardless of how old your kids are or what you have or haven't talked to them about, it's a good starting point for anywhere you are. Go to homeward.com for more information on Jim Burns' Pure Foundation series. Ordering information at homeward.com.
Well, thank you, Roger. And again, I hope you'll be with us next time when we'll continue this conversation with Dennis Rainey. What a privilege to have Dennis on our program, How to Interview Your Daughter's Date. Till then, I'm Jim Burns. Thanks again for tuning in today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.